You know how much I love monsters. And I'm waiting for one day when they catch, I don't know, Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster.
Loch Ness Monster, one of the, you love those.
And then I'm going to push it in your face and say, look, it does exist.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always on the lookout for anybody, any monster that somebody caught. Because I want to prove it to you that monsters exist.
You have like the gaydar of monsters. You have like monster dar.
Yeah, I want to know.
always looking.
I believe in every single monster, like the New Jersey Devil I believe in. I believe in Sasquatch and Nelly and all those.
Right.
I think those exist because I want them to exist.
Well, Nelly's a rapper, so he does exist.
Oh!
Not in a while.
Oh!
Not since Dancing with the Stars.
Oh!
This apartment complex in Poland wouldn't come out of their house. They wouldn't open their window. They wouldn't come out of their house because there was a monster hanging in the tree. And it was a headless monster.
Oh my God.
So they had to call animal welfare. They had to bring people out, the police, the fire department, because there's a monster outside.
Right, a big giant monster in a tree, and we don't know what to do.
They thought it was going to break in and kill their whole family. This has been going on for 2 days. They couldn't get anybody to come out in 2 days.
And it wasn't moving. It was just staying there in the tree. And they were like, is it going to leap on us? Is it going to eat? What is this thing?
They tried to guide the woman on the phone, but she was just hysterical. She's like, I can't go outside. I can't leave my apartment. It's kind of like you when you see a spider.
Oh, yeah.
Unidentified headless monster in a tree.
That's scary.
And I actually have a photo of the monster in the tree. And this is terrified these people for 2 whole days until they could bring somebody out and take care of the monster. I don't know who you call, but this is
animal control. That's the kind of thing animal control handles. Yeah, whatever this looks like a sloth of some kind.
Headless monster. Looks like a uncircumcised penis.
No, but it's not like headless. I mean, it kind of looks like, if you really look closely, you can kind of see an eye and a mouth. I mean, it looks like a mummified monkey of some kind.
People on the phone said it could be a weird iguana, maybe. But the weather in Poland is too cold, so it might have turned brown.
Oh, well, that's not logical, but okay.
Yeah. They said it could have been a rat. It could have been a cat stuck in the garage and then climbed up a tree, a hamster. They had all these things that they thought it was going to be. And then the police finally came out and found out it's a croissant.
It's bread.
It's actually a croissant somebody threw out of their window. And they were calling it the dragon child. And they were afraid for 2 days to go outside and deal with the croissant.
But you don't know if somebody threw it out the window. Maybe it was like they were sitting out there. They had a little latte, you know, some sort of cafe au lait, the croissant, and they were ready to take the croissant. And it just sort of got out of their hand and fell all the way down into the tree. And they figured, bird will eat it. Something will eat it.
Mm-hmm. You know, birds really don't exist. So if they would have flown a bird over there as a drone, they would have seen that was a croissant.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they have drones in Poland yet. They might.
Why do they have croissants that are so big? Who has a croissant that big?
I have no idea.
And can I get one? And do they deliver? do they ship?
You're just thinking of buttery goodness now.
Yes. Our croissants here are tiny. I've tried to make them. They're impossible to make. So a croissant that big, I want to know. Give me the whole, is it chocolate in there? Almond? What is that?
No, it's just buttery goodness inside. And I think you can get that in the roll at the grocery store where you go, you pop it open, kind of like, you know how that opens up?
Oh, yeah, yeah, right, right. Like a poppin' fresh kind of roll.
It's kind of like when you take your pants off after Thanksgiving.
Yep. That noise, pop.
It's the same noise, and it scares me every time I try to open it because I think it's gonna poke my eye out. But I have another photo, and if you would have saw this, you would have thought the same thing. I guarantee.
I would have screamed. Oh, yeah, I wouldn't have left my house. I would have been like the Polish woman.
You were this person.
Oh, yeah, I would have been hysterical. I thought it was some kind of beehive or hornet's nest.
Yeah, but they don't show up overnight. You know, in the last 3 hours, they just didn't build this. So okay, well,
I don't know enough about hornets to know that. I would think that, like, after a couple of days, hornets.
But this window right here, somebody lives there. Right. I bet they're scared to death.
Right.
Because they're that door doesn't look like it closes even. So that croissant could go in there and eat them all.
That's a giant croissant, right? It's not just me. It's not just the perspective of the photograph. That is a giant croissant.
Yeah, it's really big.
Okay.
But I sense a movie. Sci-fi needs to get all over this movie.
They had killer tomatoes. Why not have a killer croissant? Just have that thing come to life.
And sharks and sand sharks and
the way that
else.
Thing would move, you know, because it's like a croissant, it would move like, you know, like a sidewinder, like a snake. It'd be really scary.
Oh,
or like a boomerang. It would boomerang actually take your head off.
Would it fly?
Yeah, it would have to, like a boomerang, because it's a shape like a boomerang. And it decapitates people. There you go. There's your movie.
It looks very phallic.